from Washington, this is VOA News. Militants strike across Afghanistan. Sudan's President al-Bashir declares a victory over the international court. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Reports say at least 20 people have been killed in a string of Taliban attacks in Afghanistan Saturday. The deaths reportedly include two American soldiers. VOA's Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad has more.
Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosive Saturday near a bus carrying local soldiers in Kabul. The powerful blast destroyed the vehicle and killed at least seven personnel on board, while wounding at least 10 others, including civilians. Also, a U.S. defense official was reported Saturday as saying that a bomb attack on a NATO convoy north of Kabul killed two American soldiers the previous night. Insurgent violence has spiked as most international combat forces prepare to leave the country on December 31st. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is claiming victory over the International Criminal Court, that after the court's prosecutor Friday suspended the investigation of alleged al-Bashir war crimes in Darfur in 2003. ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said she had no choice but to hibernate investigative activities in the Bashir case. The death toll in a landslide that destroyed a remote Indonesian village has risen from 8 to at least 17 as rescuers pull more bodies from the mud and rubble. Nearly 100 people are still missing since the slide was triggered late Friday by torrential rains in central Java province. The mud swept away more than 100 houses. The agency said hundreds of people have been trying to dig through debris with their bare hands. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. senators have begun a rare weekend session of debate on this Saturday. The session comes after conservative Republicans raised objections late Friday to a $1.1 trillion government spending bill. The House of Representatives has already passed the 2015 spending package and a temporary measure The House of Representatives has already passed the 2015 spending package and a temporary measure to keep the government funded through Wednesday to avoid a government shutdown. The temporary measure extends through Wednesday, a short-term continuing resolution that had been set to expire at midnight Saturday, and the Senate must still pass that temporary funding extension. President Barack Obama said Friday the bill was not perfect.
There are a bunch of provisions in this bill that I really do not like. On the other hand, this bill also contains the necessary funding to continue to make progress on our fight against Ebola, both at home and abroad.
Days after becoming the West African nation hardest hit by Ebola, Sierra Leone is banning public Christmas celebrations in an effort to reduce the spread of the virus. A government spokesman says all public celebrations are banned starting December 20th, but no one will be barred from attending church on Christmas. Christianity is a minority religion in Sierra Leone, and critics say the celebration ban would not help contain the virus. UN climate talks moved into overtime on Saturday in Lima, Peru. There's no agreement on achieving the goal of fighting global warming and how to pay for its impacts. Jan Kowalczyk is a climate change policy advisor.
The problem is we now have a new text, which is a new decision that this COP is supposed to adopt. And while this gets us on a path towards Paris, it does that. On substance, this paper is extremely weak. So all the fundamental questions are not answered here.
Developed countries want pledges to focus on emissions cuts, while developing nations also want to see commitments of financial support. Some small island nations at risk of being flooded by rising seas also complained. The draft made no mention of a loss and damage mechanism agreed upon in last year's talks in Poland. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants have shot down an Iraqi military helicopter, killing the two pilots on board. Media reported on Saturday the attack happened in the Shiite holy city of Samarra, about 95 kilometers north of Baghdad. A senior Iraqi defense ministry official told the Associated Press the militants used a shoulder-fired rocket launcher to shoot down the helicopter on the outskirts of the city. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.